MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, October 17, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Utility discounts for some state residents. Danvers residents bemoan lack of action. And Essex River dredging has begun. Sunny, low 50s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 11:25 a.m. and 11:56 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that hundreds of thousands of low-income Massachusetts residents will be getting an automatic break on their utility bills under a deal between the Healey administration and the state's power companies. The agreement, announced Wednesday, is aimed at making it easier for people who are on MassHealth, receiving food stamps, and other welfare benefits for the poor, elderly, or disabled to get discounts on bills that have been offered by utility companies for years, but are not reaching everyone who qualifies. Healey said the deal, which won't cost the state money, will benefit hundreds of thousands of consumers who will save an average of up to $460 a year on their gas bills and up to $1,058 per year on electric charges. WCVB-TV reports residents in Danvers are speaking out against what they call a lack of action after a man who is developmentally delayed said he was assaulted by a group of teenagers. Police were called Saturday at 4:20 p.m. to the area of Holton Richmond Middle School in Plains Park, where they found an injured man who was taken to Beverly Hospital for evaluation and later released. Stephen Hagan is reporting in the Gloucester Times. Dredging of the Essex River, a federally managed waterway, has begun and is expected to continue into the new year. The project, the river's first dredging in about 37 years, began last Friday and is slated to be completed by January 31, according to Town Administrator Brendan Zabricki. The goal of the project, estimated to cost $3.7 million to $4.4 million, is to improve navigation at all tidal stages for boaters on the river, which is an estuary. Low tide has been an ongoing safety concern, as town leaders have said boats used by the harbor master can't get out and the Coast Guard can't get in. More news in 50 seconds.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Hello, everybody. Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Who do we got this week, October 17th, on the show? In the North Shore, we got April Martinez, Saugus Girls Soccer Coach. We also got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And in the Merrimack Valley, Thomas Brown of Chelmsford, talking about his choice of college to play Division I football.
The Healey-Driscoll administration released a report with recommendations Wednesday that provide Massachusetts colleges and universities with resources to enhance access into the state's higher education system and provide a high-quality experience to all students regardless of background. This is Education Secretary Patrick Tutwiler.
In partnership with Attorney General Campbell, we also released guidance to schools in the wake of the Supreme Court decision outlining how institutions can advance educational goals by using a holistic review of admissions, considering factors such as cultural competencies, income level, first generation to attend college, neighborhood or community circumstances, the impact of an applicant's experiences on their academic achievement and perspectives that they would bring to that school environment. And we've seen some public universities set an example for exactly how to achieve a diverse student body and commit to these ideals. UMass Amherst just admitted its most diverse class in its history, the class of 2028. But we know we still have a lot of work left to do. There are still far too many and vast inequities that exist in the persistence through higher education as well as access to higher education. And so today, we are releasing actions and recommendations from the work on the council on how to reduce and close those gaps and ensure that our institutions of higher education are diverse and inclusive.
That's Massachusetts Education Secretary Patrick Tutwiler of Lynn. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. A woman claims she faced racist behavior from employees at Connor's Farm in Danvers when she was accused of stealing apples and attacked by an employee while visiting with her family on October 5. The incident comes 3 years after a prominent black couple from Cambridge said they too were wrongly accused because of their race of stealing apples from the farm. A statement provided to an NBC news station, according to the Salem News, said that Connor's Farm was taking the allegations very seriously and is investigating the matter. The statement also said the farm welcomes all customers, regardless of race, origin, identity, disability, or religion. And Jim Sullivan's writing in the Newburyport Daily News, Newburyport's Affordable Housing Trust last week endorsed the YWCA Greater Newburyport's plan to turn the former Brown School into senior affordable housing. The endorsement was made official on October 11 when it submitted its letter to the City Council and to Mayor Reardon, who is also a member of the seven-person Affordable Housing Trust. In sports, Bruins 5, Avalanche 3 last night, Bruins at Utah on Saturday. The St. John's Prep golf team won the Division I North title yesterday, with seniors Trip Hollister and Jack Carew leading the way for the Eagles. The Masconomic golf team, led by junior captain Cole Villardo, has earned a spot in the upcoming Division II state tournament. And in high school football tonight in the NEC, Swampscott plays at Winthrop with a 6:30 kickoff. And in the GBL, Lynn English is at Medford, game time at 6 p.m. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.